Want to roll dice with your favorite Bad GM? Check out starplaying.games and search for Bad GM Dan. You can join me for some Warhammer Fantasy roleplay, possibly some Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Starfinder 2nd Edition, maybe even some Marvel Multiverse RPG. You know, just like any RPG, the limit is only your imagination. Check out startplaying.games to book me however you want, or join a game that I'm already running. I hope to see you there, and we'll roll some dice together.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order for, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks!
This is Webby from the Grim Podcast of Perilous Adventure. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, go to professionalcasual.com.
Fudgesicles.
That's right.
If I put this outside, it would turn into one.
At 303, friggin' papa, 303.
Don't trust me.
I won't. I never really have. Never I actually do. Regret giving you my number because you never immediately texted me back, and I'm really worried about the first thing you'll randomly text me.
Mm.
Oh,
yeah. No, it was just a busy day.
Sure.
He has a response. He's cooking it.
Mm-hmm. It's going to show up one day. I'm going to be like, who the fuck is this?
I haven't been working on anything for it.
How do you feel about Tim Robinson?
Who's that? Because it's not him.
You mean Tim Robbins?
Yeah.
No.
You mean Robin Hood?
You do. It's not Tim Robbins.
I'm glad he got out of prison. That's my feelings on
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I think you should leave, guy.
Do you mean Tom Robbins?
I thought we were talking about the guy that got out of prison. Yeah.
He loved rocks. It appealed to his meticulous nature.
Yeah. He hit him. He hid the hole behind the poster. That's Tim Robbins.
Yeah.
Say Wataneo.
Isn't the comedian guy Tim Robinson?
Yeah.
That's what I said.
What are we talking about?
I'll list as many quotes from Shawshank Redemption as it takes.
Is that what we're talking about?
That's the movie he's referencing with Tim Robbins. About. Yes.
Yeah, Shawshank Redemption.
Oh,
he's trying to gaslight me. Or rage bait, or both at the same time.
They're working,
real.
Dan.
It's not a thing.
It's not real.
It's something you made up. You're trying to trick us.
Oh, I'm trying to trick you?
Yeah.
Yeah, at least I know the difference between Liam Neeson and
Liam Neeson. Yeah, you tell him.
Damn it, I got stuck trying to say the name.
You know what the benefit is now? Because of the Googling, I can now just refer to him as Jeff Bridges' dad.
That's true.
Boom.
We all
I already forgot what his first name was.
Leslie?
No, the guy from Hot Shots that's not Leslie Nielsen.
Lloyd
Bridges. Lloyd Bridges.
Mm-hmm. I believe his name is Mr. Bridges.
Yeah.
Have some respect.
That'd be his
the late Mr. Bridges.
Wow.
He died in 1998.
I don't care about his punctuality. Ugh.
Period.
Just his punctuation. Those are for girls, Tim.
Semicolon. Oh my gosh. So when I was student teaching in Australia, like they don't use.
You student taught in Australia?
I did.
You didn't know that?
No, my mind's been blown. That's cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was really, really cool. Yeah, 2 months. Great.
I got to go and try mint sauce.
You learned nothing about American education systems, didn't you?
Nothing. And it was awesome.
Yeah. You sweet as me.
It was really, really great. But I was like, all right, guys, when you're working on this, don't forget your periods. And all the guys were like, because they do full stop.
That's funny as fudge.
Yeah.
But I'm eating fudge, guys.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Tam, for the fudge.
Full stop is kind of like free bleeding, right?
What? Full stop?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just let her roll.
Hell yeah.
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 Is what?
Dresses only.
Run on sentences.
Shark week.
Ooh-ha-ha.
Thank you, Danny.
I don't like any of this.
I just can't keep up tonight. Stop. My brain is just
Jess too and I are tired. Sugared up from this fudge.
Redemption. I'm on firmer territory.
They've eaten like half that fudge already.
No, we're not even close.
No.
Wow.
I don't think
we've ever finished a full one of those.
No, but they're close. They're definitely gonna before the end of this recording.
They're not close at all. You just don't know how to tell.
No, I'm just messing with it. I was trying to rage bait this time.
I don't know if you can, Dan.
I'm not good at it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, I am good at it with Lily. She's easy.
That's because she's just like you.
That's very true.
And she's like rage baiting yourself.
That's, it's just, it's fun. With students, too, once I get to know them better, I can get them going with certain things.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't think I've said this before, but whenever you refer to Lily, I immediately replace it in my head with Lillard Skinner, and you can't stop me. And if you tell her that in front of me, I'll deny it.
I need it to happen.
Mm. Love it. I love how that was so calmly aggro. I'll deny it.
That's just my suffixes for every sentence. And if you bring it up, I'll deny it.
All right, real quick, I want to say thank you, everybody who's gone to patreon.com/professionalcasual, especially if you understood that, because, again, it got kind of stuck on its way out.
That was graceful.
Big thank you really to graceful? Our King Ding Doppeldongers, X-Paxis, Iron Maze, Tau, and Enmity, and, of course, our professional cake setters, Dagna, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kilta Sparky, Quack Goo, Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Belisenda, Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Brooks, Chris Dillard, Cord, Bastion, Bangarang, Travix, and Chiron. What did she say?
He said Bangarang.
He said the same thing. He timed it well.
No, he was talking about the Skrillex song. It was different.
Oh.
Why are you two psychic?
They're always on the same wavelength. It's
Tim, you're going to have to explain to me what Skrillex is later.
Yeah. I got
it. Will you give me a scoop of that?
No.
No. It's our girl chocolate.
Quit
is it Shark Week
snacking.
For you? No. Do you want me to wrappers just for you, Dan?
Everybody's punching tonight.
Mm-hmm. Shark Week. I literally told you this.
I want it now.
What?
You're mean to me. Okay, fine.
Excuse me, I have to look something up on Urban Dictionary real quick.
Ooh. Oh boy. That's dangerous.
Good papa.
That's a good one to look up on Urban Dictionary for sure.
Yeah.
It's still relevant.
Still relevant.
Today is
okay. I was right.
Today's student asked me if I had a Sharpie that he could borrow. I was like, "Do you have a color preference?" He was like, "Black is fine." I looked at my desk drawer. I was like, "Do you want regular or do you want a fat black one?"
Ugh.
Oh.
Kind of looked at him, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and he was like, "The fat black one." I was like. And he went and sat down and he was like, yeah, and then she laughed and I was like, I will deny it.
And now you just told the world.
Yeah, you'll edit it out.
Danny, you know that you're an adult woman, yeah?
I know, but this is why I teach high schoolers, because we have the same sense of humor.
Yeah.
You want my fat black one?
I do love your groundskeeper voice. Hey, kid.
At 10 in the morning. Oh, man.
Don't you go into that shack. That's mine.
Wow.
So good.
What'd you find over there, Jess? Something good?
Oh, it's a letter from X-Paxis.
Aw.
From 2025. It's the Halloween box, I think.
Oh, yeah. I want to... put this out there to any listeners. If you have a spare copy of 1984 laying around your house, you can send it to P.O. Box G, West Onion, New York, 13861. I'm teaching it to my classes, but I don't have enough copies to teach it to my 11th graders. So, yeah.
Also, make sure you read it because it has a really good moral message and theme and central idea that relate to the world right now.
Yeah, it's nonfiction.
Mm-hmm. It really is. True story.
So
I also like the next Dresden Files book. So when that comes out, go ahead and throw that in there too.
X-Pax says, what do you think about that?
Hey, good evening, BTN crew. This is Dan, X-Paxis. I'm actually checking in from the beautiful Salt Lake City in Utah. It is the 23rd of January, and y'all were complaining you didn't get a voicemail. So here you are. Can't say that anymore. Have a great night. Miss y'all. Looking forward to seeing you at Adepticon, yes. I hope. And I just realized Tim's voice on the voicemail is way lower than I'm used to hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yep, that's yep. all. Yep. Good night.
So bye. Used to him being lucky.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, was that on purpose, Tim? Oh, wait. Yeah. Lucky's on purpose.
You've reached the professional casual network.
Does anyone else think of X-Paxis as our Uncle Traveling Matt?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was absolutely. Like, what city is he in now? Salt Lake City? What the? His letter actually is signed Uncle X-Paxis.
Yeah.
So.
It's cute because he sends stuff to our kids sometimes. It's adorable.
You guys have to hide from a huge dog in order to get the letter. It's always a life and death situation.
It's so fun. Can the big dog be Nelson? Hide from him.
Yeah, but you gotta Muppify him.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's not hard.
What did...
Yeah, he's halfway there anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was he doing the other day where Lily was like, Nelson's too smart for that, and you came out like running from the other room, and you're like, I never thought anyone would ever say that about him.
You guys were like trying to trick him with something, and he was like not falling for it. I can't remember.
He's growing up. He's not as dumb as he was.
His brain's getting wrinkly.
So have we BS'd enough to annoy people, or should we start an episode?
We can go. I got 7 more minutes in the tank.
Oh, I'm pretty sure at this rate we could all keep going, because I have a lot of chocolate over here. Webby, we do a whole episode of BS.
How Mina and Green Warden all need to make challenging athletics test as you're running down the path trying to get away from this wave of Skaven.
Oh, that's
I'm pretty sure I already failed this athletics test, but I'll go ahead and roll it again.
Spoiler alert, I rolled really well.
Take it back. You rolled it last episode, Dan.
No, I just rolled it now.
Negative one.
Ha, scrub. Negative 3.
Mina?
Oh, mine's valid. I got 2 wounds. This explains why I'm a negative 1.
I got a 90, so...
Well, that's a lot of negatives.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I stopped and kicked a rock and berated it. I remember that.
Yeah, you did. That rock has never felt so...
I mark time by things I berate. It's normal.
All right, so I had said at the end of last episode, Webby had a lead of 2, and the ladies had a lead of 3.
Yes.
For this chase. I had 3 success levels, because I rolled a 5.
Okay.
And Green Warden had negative
1,
and Webby had negative 3. Amina ended with...
-4.
-4. So you're all, like, caught up in this swarm of these rats, and as they're just like flow around you like water around rocks, they are like scratching and biting at everybody around them.
How Green Warden dies.
So what I'm gonna do here is I think I'm gonna treat it kind of like a fall, in that I'm gonna do a d10 damage.
Literally how we die.
Plus your, and I'll add your negative success levels to this for damage, but you can reduce it by toughness and armor.
Danny, how many wounds do you have? Sorry, Mina, how many wounds do you have?
Actually, Webby healed me, so I'm okay on wounds. I'll be all right.
That's all right. He like
don't say that before he rolls.
Webby.
You're flying, aren't you?
What? Webby?
Oh, that's...
You're flying.
Super cocked. I gotta roll it again. 8.
8? Okay, I take 4 as a tower.
That's not too bad. Green Warden, you had negative 3.
No, she had negative 1.
So 11. They rolled a 10. Of course, I rolled a 10.
This is the wrong game, Dan. You're supposed to kill the other game character.
No, this is fine, because you have a million wounds, so it doesn't matter.
I have 2 left from the big dude that ripped my arm off with a giant axe.
Oh, that sounds like it's going to be a critical hit. I need to get out the big metal die everybody loves. Thanks for the roll.
If only someone had healed you.
If only. He picked Mina, because Mina gets to kill everything.
Yeah, I wonder if there was context that would have lent us support to the fact that you did not want to be healed. I wonder.
None
if that
at all.
Existed.
None.
Has all right.
Nothing to do with
it. So while you calculate 11 damage minus toughness and armor, figure out how much below 0 you go. Mina's going to take whatever plus 5. Did you say you have 5 negative success levels?
No,
I rolled a 5. That's what I
Yeah.
Plus four.
Dan,
him is my witness. Also 11, because I rolled a 7.
Okay.
Where did it hit me, Dan?
Like, the last thing that took you down was going to be in the 18, so an arm.
Great, because I have no body armor, just
left arm.
Oh, tons of room on the arm for enhancement.
Yeah.
Just going to replace your arm with your bow.
How much did I take?
11.
Oh, I'm with Bowie's Easy Street. I'm thinking arm with leg.
And then...
What? Like a leg on your arm?
Well, it becomes an arm when it's coming out of your shoulder. But yes.
Okay.
Oh, we got the elbow and the knee in there. Can you imagine?
It's like Hox genes on fruit flies, where we can mix up their genes and have like legs grow out where their antennas are supposed to be.
For all I know, that's how elves work.
I just imagine how easily she could do cartwheels if she had a leg where her arm should be.
She's like one of them bone wheel skeletons.
I was thinking more like, what? No, I don't even want to go there. All right, this just got weird. I'm at negative 4 if I did this correctly.
Okay. So it's going to be D100 plus 40.
Come on, wound requiring surgery. Let's go wound requiring surgery.
Okay, I got a 54 on the die, so it could be worse. So that's a 94.
Come on.
Damaged artery.
Ooh, you gain that sounds four, like it's going to require some precise healing.
4 bleeding conditions. Remember how Green Warden had 1 fate point?
Yeah. Remember what she does, guys?
Uh-oh. So unfortunately, you fall prone when you go to 0. What's Mina at after that? She's fine, right?
13.
Oh, wow. So you're A-okay. But Green Warden seems to be swallowed up in this mass of Skaven. Everybody give me an average perception test.
To see if I go down with the waves.
Of the Skaven tide.
I have 6 success.
You should
levels.
Average?
Yeah.
5 success levels.
0 positive.
This tracks. All of this tracks.
All right. So luckily for Green Warden, everybody notices this happened to you as you guys like, for some reason, just can't quite get your footing right, trying to run down the hill. I think it was Webby. Is it Webby that has the injured leg now, or is that Mina? I already forgot.
Mina had the injured leg. I was walking with Mina.
Right, so you're trying to help her.
I was trying to help her, and went down instead.
Yeah.
And they pulled. So that makes sense. You're right there. You definitely noticed.
My legs are fine. I'm just weak and lazy.
Yep.
But Green Warden just falls and disappears under this roiling mass of Skaven bodies.
All right, how Lion King is this situation? Like, is she basically dead, or is there hope that we can go and resuscitate her?
Like, should I use if they're going to try and save me, is it worth that wait for me, or should I use a point?
I don't think you can know that.
I don't think I can either.
So the problem here is that with 4 bleeding conditions, you're at 0 wounds. So it'll cause you to go unconscious, and then you have a 40% chance to die.
Yeah.
I feel like I was just here and just had all of this terror very, very recently.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know why I feel like that, but I do.
You maybe guys are in a bad situation.
Maybe I'm having deja vu. Somebody remind me what resilience does.
Nothing here.
Yeah.
What does it do in general? I feel like I've never asked about that
one. You can spend a point of it to get a roll that's whatever you want it to be. Or if you get mutation and it's a really bad one, you can spend a resilience to be like, it didn't happen.
I feel like I should have used resilience to not have that roll before.
No. Because effectively what would happen, right, is this is just the first round of us being trampled.
Yes.
Oh.
So you could, roll a 1 and be fine for now, but in 4 seconds when Dan's like, all right, make it this roll, and we're like, oh, fuck.
do it again.
Now, the fate point, you can use Deus Ex Machina style to be like, I survive it somehow, and then he has to figure that out.
But you're not dead yet. What do you want your 40% chance to be?
That question confused me, Dan.
Yeah, I didn't quite get that one either.
Do you want him to have... Do you die on a 1 to 4? Do you die on a 7 to 10?
Thank you for translating the Dan.
Hmm? I did the math right.
Or all the odd numbers except 3.
Instead of saying 6 to 10.
Well, 60.
Oh. Well, you do it different every time.
Yes.
You rolled it just as a D10 before.
I don't remember doing that.
All right. You know what? I can't. I'm really getting confused by math. I hate numbers. Just let me tell a fun story. So let's be realistic. We'll do one risky roll. Wait. If I bleed out more, do I go further below?
No.
No.
Because you're bleeding 4, that makes it a 40% chance to bleed out.
Oh.
So I'm asking, do you want the bad roll to be 1 to 40 or like...
30 to 70.
What range of 40%? Ooh,
10 to 20, 30 to 40, 70 to 80, and 95 to 100, and 35 to 40.
Do you want lower or high? It'd be bad.
I have a question, GM.
Okay.
All right, so I see this happening. I can see, like, due to my surgeon's eye, I can tell that she's going to bleed out soon. Do I know that Lucky is nearby? And in fact, is Lucky nearby?
Separate questions.
He's up in the air flying with Boars, but he did pass the test to notice this. I'm assuming Lucky didn't fly completely ahead.
No, I never even said I was ahead. That was something you said.
Okay. Sounds like a grocery delivery is here with George barking upstairs.
Yeah.
Bark, 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 bark.
So do you want...
Can I shout to Lucky to use his stupid ranged surgery to stop her bleeding?
I don't think it is ranged, is it? It's touch.
It's touch.
It's touch? You're useless. Do you know that? Have I told you enough?
You have. I feel like you've mentioned it.
I was waiting for Webby to say that. Mm-hmm. All right, Jess. Bad roll, low or high?
Low.
Okay.
Thematically appropriate, and I hate everything about it.
All I can see is a 2 on the Tim's die, so that's not good.
Hold on, let me grab that for you.
No. Well, it was almost great.
And then it wasn't.
I rolled the skull appropriately. That is 0s, so that is a 2. So Green Warden is trampled and bleeds to death. Unless you want to use a fate point to not die.
Oh, use a fate point to not die.
Use your fate point.
Singular fate point.
In fact, I was never given an option to use a fate point when I was an axe murderer.
Yes, you were out of fate points by then.
But no. But today's not about me. Go on.
No, I think this is the appropriate time to use my singular fate point to not die.
Some might say it's your only opportunity.
Yeah. Great start to episode 303, everybody.
Yeah.
It was almost like a repeat of 200 wasn't like a huge thing, and then Bruno died in 202.
That would have been great.
Yeah, so it's tracks.
There's an open door.
Now it's closed. Just like the window on Green Warden using more fate points.
She might be able to earn some eventually.
That's true.
You can make it that
way. Not bloody likely.
I think if you give me back a fate point, our fan base will be furious that it's not Grim or Powerless because you're giving me a fate point back.
Well, I mean, they're part, you know how it works. You just got a fate point in a different game recently.
Yeah, we just got to finish the book.
Mm. Easy.
I don't have the book down here. I'll show you how much there's left. You just sound scared.
Look, you almost killed me, and I've only been here for, 20 episodes?
All right.
This is dice.
All right, yep, Am I still bleeding at -4?
No. So what we'll say here, so you're at 0. You don't really go negatives. It's just to see how far you went below negative for the crit roll.
Yep.
So we'll say that you, instead of bleeding out, your elven constitution is able to, what's the word? I'm trying to, scab over the wounds quickly enough that you don't die, and the Skaven end up ignoring you because elves stink weird.
Okay.
Elves have a different scent. So goblins, I know Skaven aren't goblins, but in Warhammer,
they're
goblins
actually covered in a series of fluid-filled bladders.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Goblins are afraid of elves because they, quote, stink funny.
Okay.
So I imagine the Skaven ignore you for a similar reason, and they just keep trampling on down the hill, the path. I'm going to have Mina and Webby give me one more athletics test to see how well you...
Wait, I don't feel like that's right. Don't do that.
To represent, we'll have the rest of the Skaventide swarm past you.
Oh boy, I don't like Skaventide as a noun.
This test is for the Skaven to go around us, not to us go with the Skaven, right?
Right.
Okay.
So, like, if you roll really well, it could represent you, like, getting behind a big rock on the path so they don't, like, bite and claw you as much. So, it's going to be the same thing. D10 damage with plus success levels.
I succeeded.
With?
Two success levels.
Okay. So, in that case, I'll do a D10 minus two.
Okay.
So, we'll do minimum one, though. And I got a four, so two damage. So, minimum one.
Okay. So, one. Because what I would like to do is I actually want to camp out next to Green Warden with my shield up.
Oh, I like that.
Barricade to kind of like have the flow of Skaven go around us until either they go past us or like Lucky can touch down to like airlift Green Warden out of here or something like that.
I like that a lot. Just kind of not sacrificing yourself, but putting, it's very altruistic, putting yourself in harm's way.
It's very Mina.
To protect her body. You're not... Well, Mina has heal. You could tell that she's not dead.
Yes.
And yeah, they mostly break around you, but you get like some scratches on your face or something as they flee by in terror. How'd you do, Webby? Challenging athletics.
You got a negative one success levels.
Okay, so that's not too bad.
Not too bad.
And I only rolled a three, so four damage total, so you'll take the minimum one as well with your toughness and everything.
Yeesh. Yeah, I'm pretending to be a ping pong ball currently.
Are you trying to move with the flow a little bit instead of fighting against it too much? So you just take a couple more cuts and things, and eventually just like one little straggler runs past everybody. And then the Skaven tide has passed.
Okay, I'll try to alert Lucky.
All right.
Dr. Jerry, I need you.
Okay. Come on, Bars.
I gotta be closer than him, right?
Webby, come quickly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely closer than him.
Yeah, if you want to run over and like give her first aid, you certainly can.
Yes, Green Warden.
I'm gonna get in there while I can, okay? Green, this is an unconscious person. She, if she doesn't want to be worked on, fair enough. But now she's just kind of essentially a corpse that didn't die yet. So the rules are kind of different. So I will heal her to the degree to where she wakes up, and then I will berate her and not heal her anymore.
What is she, a rock or something?
Yeah.
No, he's like actually...
That's how I tell time.
It's pretty ethical, actually. He's abiding by his patient's wishes to not be healed by him. It's weirdly moral.
It's half moral and half ego of wanting her to admit that she needs more doctoring.
He wants that satisfaction of me saying, do it.
Yeah, no, Webby's not a moral person. All right, out of the way, out of the way. Oh, geez, look at that arm.
There's a lot of blood.
Whew.
Bright red elf blood.
Yeah, we're gonna need to splint that real quick. All right.
All right. Yeah, I'm here, man. I got gotcha.
You. Mina, on I need it. Your help.
Oh.
Mina, keep Jerry away.
You called me over here. I thought
he called
you
Jerry.
I did call him over.
He did. Oh, that means he used my doctor title.
Keep him away.
All right.
That's true.
And I think it will be very important if you are okay with helping to transport her back to the picket.
Oh, sure.
Lucky, it's still too close.
Oh,
we're farther away.
Oh, okay.
is
oh, but okay. I can't really see much from here though.
What did you say?
I can't really hear.
Going.
I can't. Okay.
What did you say?
It's over here, right, better.
I'll go ahead and do a heal test now.
Okay.
What?
Let me get average, of course. Since we're not in combat right now.
How's 11 success levels sound?
Jeez. I love that.
Nice.
So all right, 16 wounds, so she's almost a half.
I'm above half.
Yes, it's such a waste. I could put so many things in this arm, but... stupid.
Don't you dare put anything in my arms.
Why are we putting things in?
You smell like weird elf smells. I don't understand it, and that makes it scary.
Yeah, so Green Warden, you kind of come to a bit groggy. Actually, I'm going to have you... Actually, everybody's fatigued anyway. Green Warden, you're going to be fatigued too. Okay, you're not because you steal life or whatever.
Yeah.
So Greenhorn will be fatigued too after all that blood loss, which actually is by the rules. Once you lose the bleeding condition, you gain a fatigue condition. So
sounding pretty defensive there, Dan.
I knew that I was waiting for somebody to
No one was arguing with you. It's an awfully guilty conscience.
Honestly, well, it fit the story rather well, guys. And I just want a good story, so.
Yeah. Played with you all before. I know how it goes.
That's not true.
I haven't played with you all
We've
before.
We've never played with you ever in our lives.
That's I don't even weird. Know you.
Yeah. I don't even know how you got in here.
Yeah.
All right. No. Jess is the most agreeable.
You know, most agreeable might actually be true.
She lost a fate point in a different game because she called me a terrible GM when I was going to give her advice that would have saved her character's life.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm.
I do remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you anyway. But yeah, you wake up and Webby is like kneeling over you or whatever with all of his surgical tools out.
I would like to be nearby as well. Just in case she does not respond well to that.
Yeah, I assumed you were like helping Webby anyway.
Mainly just making sure she doesn't stab me in the neck when she comes to.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This is old territory for old Webster.
Greenhorn's actually going to come to rather slowly and quietly. And she'll just look at you in her usual frowning way and look at Mina and then go, did they all pass?
Yes.
We're coming at the picket from behind. We have to go. And she just gets up.
Whoa. Take it easy there. Easy there. You lost a lot of elf juice in that Scrabble.
Tell me
you
something I don't
some
know.
Assistance.
She's getting up. She'll take assistance, which is like her hand on your head as she stands.
Hey, you know what? It's a start.
It's something, yeah. Wow.
Oh, I didn't bring a hat, and I feel bad about it now.
And then Lucky lands next to everybody.
I haven't been told to come over yet.
Yeah, he's not allowed near here.
Yeah. I was on my way to mourn the picket, but I'll just stand over here far away, I guess.
Green Ryan's going to stand. Are you further up the path or further backward the way we came? Which way did you backpedal from Webby?
Since I was ahead, I assume I'm.
Yeah, you were all heading back towards the picket. Yeah. So he'd be a little closer to the picket.
Green Warden might actually point at you and go, scout ahead faster than us.
Oh, okay. What?
Okay, what?
And then I'll look to Bors.
He doesn't even have seniority. He still does what she says. See that?
I look to Bors and be like, what are you doing? Let's go.
Okay.
And I'll take off.
With Bors or leave him there?
Well, with Bors. Well, whatever. What's faster, you think? With the Bors or without Bors?
Well,
flying with extra weight or flying by yourself?
Yeah, it's like another 180 pounds or something.
Yeah, but it's magic, you know?
You're magic.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Does it slow me down carrying him?
I don't know. I guess that's a good point. Like, your ability to fly is magical, granted by the amulet you're wearing. So, mm-hmm. I guess
maybe the amulet heats up a little more.
It just says you have the fly trait. Yeah. So,
I feel like it would be limited by Lucky's ability to hold him.
That's fair.
Yeah, I don't think it would slow down your speed, but like your arms will get real tired holding all this weight.
That's fine. I figured I've flown with enough people a bunch that like I would know if it's gonna slow me down, then I'll leave Bors here. If it's not gonna slow me down, I'll take off with him.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a good idea.
Because he's precious and he needs to be protected. From you, mostly.
What do you mean?
I mean, that was a colloquial you. It wasn't just you. Oh, Ben also would love to see him dead.
Directed to me.
Yeah.
Was he looking directly at you, Dan, when he said it? Yes, he was. But it wasn't directed at you.
I don't know. I was looking at the camera of how I look at Ben.
Oh, okay.
But I also meant Dan.
Hey.
What'd you roll, Dan?
I rolled a D100.
Mm. Why?
100's a percentile.
Why? How bad does the picket look?
As Lucky is getting closer and closer, you see just like all those Skaven are lying dead at the base of the pass here with crossbow bolts in them, and one goes just past you.
Nice. I mean, not nice, but like, hey, it's me, don't shoot!
He said shoot, get him.
Ah, nuts.
Oh my god.
No, I'm just kidding. I thought you said you were a deer.
All right, problem solved. I did it. Save the day.
Okay, so they realize it's you, but they shot at you with their crossbows, and you see that the picket line actually did its job, and all those Skaven are pincushioned with crossbows.
Great.
I guess they would have been ready after the explosion stuff, getting ready and up and around and stuff.
Sure, it was just...
I didn't think they had the manpower anymore.
Yeah, same.
It was just one dude with a crossbow. He's just really good.
He's got that repeater crossbow from Van Helsing.
That was dumb.
I love that movie.
Ugh.
Don't besmirch Van Helsing in this home.
I just like you. I won't besmirch Van,
but I do have a bond to pick with Helsing.
Oh, it's such a good movie. It's so fun. It's so goofy. Like, so yeah, the repeater crossbow thing is foolish, really, but stupid. It's fun.
I've never seen it.
What?
Timothy Beverly France.
First off, cut that out. They can't know that.
You like the Mummy movies, right?
You've never seen the Mummy?
I've seen like parts of one.
Okay.
They were on a boat, pretty certain.
I also haven't seen those movies.
Oh my god.
You know, right. You know what I have seen with Brendan Fraser?
The Whale?
Monkey Bone?
Yeah, you love Monkey Bone.
I don't love it, but I do like to pretend I do so other people will watch it with me.
Because it's that bad?
It's not good.
Listeners, I'm sorry. This is where we have to stop recording. We need to go and watch the
Monkey Bone.
See you in 4 years.
We'll start with the Mummy, and then we'll do Monkey Bone.
No, the Mummy and Returns.
And then Van Helsing. We're going to sandwich Monkey Bone.
Hell yeah.
With Brendan Fraser / Stephen Sommers movies.
Bewitched? No. What was the one where he was making a deal with the devil to fuck people or whatever?
What?
You remember that one?
Wasn't that Monkey Bone?
No, I know what you're talking about.
A fever dream from your night.
I don't remember that one. There was the one
you want.
He was like,
no,
in a time
that
capsule.
Was Liam Gibson. Bedazzled, maybe?
I have no idea.
Bed knobs and broomsticks? Like, what are you talking about over there?
Bedeviled?
Something about his broomstick.
There was that.
What's bedazzled?
Bedazzled. It was bedazzled. All right.
Yep. Oh, I don't know that one.
No, that's a toy we got in the 90s.
We still use our bedazzler.
This is the movie poster.
Okay, recognize that movie poster.
Do not.
Who is it?
That's just his normal
Brendan
face.
Fraser.
Elizabeth Hurley.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can we get back on track, please?
Yeah, well,
you
Scout.
Derailed things by admitting something awful.
I
said something when y'all were on a spinoff about Monkey Bone and Monkey Bone Returns.
And Monkey Bone, boning.
The Boning King.
Beckoning, boning.
Oh my God.
Boning King. The Boning King.
All right. So you make your way back to the picket line and you can, walk your way past all these Skaven. They're not all dead. So I imagine every once in a while, Mina's just like, finishing off.
Oh, Green Warden is.
And absolutely. Green Warden, probably real pissed at these things. They just killed you a little bit.
At least I look awful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that it's not like we let them go past us.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, people are kind of like, wow, I can't believe you made it. And like Green Warden, especially, like your armor was destroyed against the Blight King. So like not only are you covered in blood, but like your leather armor is like hanging off in straps and, scraps and whatnot. Like you look real bad.
I look like a walking bloody mummy. Like,
right.
Yeah.
But people are, actually sound excited to see you come back. And they open up the gate for you to go through the picket line into the camp. So we'll go back to that map if I can find it. And basically, as soon as you cross through, Emmeline and Hildegund are like right there at the gate, ready to talk to you. And Emmeline is like, I can't believe you survived that. I need a report. As soon as you're able.
I couldn't really hear what was going on because Webby made me stand a little far away, but I think that it's all right.
Oh, what is that smell?
Oh, that's Green Warden.
And thus we had to fight one of the Blight King knights.
You fought a blighter?
Yeah.
Yes.
Destroyed one.
It was awful.
You You killed one?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We do believe that the Skaven were fighting them, and then the Skaven were overwhelmed, and that is why the Skaven were fleeing.
Skaven?
The rat-headed beastmen that you all shot down outside of the picket.
This is so strange to see beastmen here. This never happens.
Yes, those are called Skaven.
It's a colloquial term.
Oh, okay.
One that you're probably familiar with from when we were talking about them.
Yes.
And Hildegund kind of nods, and she said, yes, this would...
No, Hildegund knows.
And then you see Emmeline just has this look of, like, they do exist kind of face. Like, oh my God, what?
But we did see the Skaven were watching the battle. They were pointing devices at it. It appeared they were taking some kind of measurements.
Measurements?
Yes. There was some kind of countercharge. Dozens of Chaos Warriors came out. And that is when the tide of Skaven emerged from the Brass Keep and ran us down, essentially, as we were coming back here to the picket. Which, you know, the picket handled deftly, obviously. Look outside the walls.
Yeah, well done.
Yes, we might be few, but...
Emmeline didn't get to play, but... So it goes.
They were also taking readings on the Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
Chaos mm-hmm. readings?
Mm-hmm.
Astrid, that's what her name was. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But we did encounter the Blight King at that lookout that,
Yeah, we got ambushed Hildegund. By it when we Hildegund. Went up to the...
Yeah, Hildegund told us about, so...
I can't believe you survived.
Well, I mean, most of them did. It was close, right? So...
Hildegund's like, Myrmidia helped guide your hand, I'm sure, in a battle against a creature like that.
I could use new armor.
I could use a new leg.
Yeah, well, of I'm course, good. You're welcome to rest as long as you need.
Thank you.
I
would like a lock on the door, I think.
Oh, yes, of course. I have Brantner in custody currently.
Thank you.
So is that
doesn't ring a bell.
Is that like contained? Is that like his deal? Like what? Did you find out anything there? I know it's been 8 minutes, but what was that all about?
With Brantner?
Yeah. You know, the murdering us in our sleep thing.
I haven't quite found out yet. As you said, we've been busy.
Yeah, no, okay, fair. But did he like admit to anything or he just locked him up?
He was not happy about it. I haven't heard anything directly from him yet.
All right. I just like, obviously you probably know as much as us, but is it like safe for us to be here?
I thought so until you brought me this news. A little while ago.
Yeah, fair.
What happened to you in the storeroom?
Okay.
Yeah. Side note, are you going to use all of him?
Sorry?
I'll ask later. It's okay.
Okay. Did you, with your... Hildegund steps up and she said, did you get any other information on your scouting? Besides surviving?
Well, we did
surviving?
Come across a mine that seems like the Skaven mm-hmm. we're using for transportation of some sort.
Tunneling,
did
yes.
Did a minor demolition. Not my best work, but it was okay. That should prevent them from getting through easily, at least for a little while, but we don't know where the other end goes.
It was about halfway up the pass towards the turnoff of the lookout.
Yeah, they're known for their burrowing, so... I'm sure that's how they got here to begin with, was through tunneling.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll certainly keep an eye on that. And
did we see like a blown up portion of the keep? Was there a big hole in the side or nothing?
Yes.
Okay. So whether the Chaos Warriors are going to stay or not is up to nobody but them. So that might be a thing.
Would I have been able to tell if the Chaos Warriors were actively hunting, stalking, destroying the Skaven?
Yeah, you would be able to assume that, and it just kind of happened upon you instead of them.
Yes, it was hunting the Skaven. It wanted them out, and they seemed to want something from inside.
I mean, we do look pretty similar to them from a Blight King's perspective.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
I mean, certainly us more than Green Warden.
No, I think all of us the same, currently unblighted, right? So, that's their deal.
Yep, not a mutation among us, it seems.
That's right. Yeah,
definitely
clean.
No. But you know, if a Blight King is looking at like a human or a Skaven, it's just like, I'm going to kill you. You're in my way.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't care about the difference.
Yes. That's just what I'm assuming. So, yeah.
Goodness.
But it was disgusting. It's like Skaven guts have longer cloche
is the main. That's the main difference.
Oh, it's like it's sword laughed a whole bunch?
Yeah, it had the laughing sword.
Sword laugh?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we were not even telling jokes.
No, not a good one, no. At least.
I could not tell if he was laughing at us or with us.
I could not tell.
Yeah, it was actually, it was hard, like.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell where it was looking, really.
Kind of rude.
I think he was just happy to be let outside. I get the feeling like the sword doesn't get a lot of walks.
Yeah, oh, maybe. Yeah.
What with it being a sword and not like a deer.
Yes, but you know, intestines were spilling out, and you know, and I will go on to describe the overall physique and the helmet and whatnot of the Blight King, and I will tell them about all of that.
The best gauge that we have of how many numbers.
I'll make a point of describing the horn, the one horn on the side of his head, with some detail.
Greenwood would actively give battle tactics. How to fight it, how to take it.
And Hildegund is like writing things down, and she got like a little leather bound book. She's like writing furiously.
Has anyone here lost a pickaxe?
Well, no.
Webby, you should show it to your dwarf.
Yeah, one of the Skaven had a dwarf pickaxe on it.
Honestly, I doubt it's his. I mean,
strange.
A dwarf loses the pickaxe, they pretty much have to wear a bag over their head for the rest of their days.
Yeah. It's a really thick bag, too.
Yes, but where's the closest dwarven hold that it would take one from other than this dwarf? And if this dwarf knows where it is,
he could know somebody who knows a somebody. It's true.
Or he might recognize it, you know, like maybe there's some kind of like design or runes or something. Like maybe he would know what keep it came from.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it speaks dwarven, but it's in like a sub-vocal kind of rumbling thing that only dwarves can hear.
Yeah.
Well, there certainly are lost dwarven holds in the Middle Mountains here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll fetch Degny right away.
Please, thank you.
It takes just a minute for him to come over, and he looks like mad. He, you know, stomping over, and he's like, "What? Right?
What are you so mad about?
What are you so mad about?
I almost got killed by a Blight King, sir.
That's a good reason to be mad.
Yeah, you want to come next time?
No, what do you need?
So we found this.
Come across this here pickaxe. Seems a dwarven make. Wasn't sure if you knew anything about it, but it seems like some beastmen had been using it for mining activities and possibly non-mining, but still pickaxe-related other activities. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God damn, Racky got it. Let me see.
Prove you didn't give it to them.
How could I? What?
Yeah,
I'm not a miner anyway. I don't got no pickaxe.
Yeah, he's at least 34.
Let me see that thing. Huh. Well, that makes some kind of sense. The runes here marked, this is from Carrick Skig. The Dwarven Hold lost quite a long time ago, south of here in the mountains, probably 12 miles.
Oh, okay.
Have I heard that name in my research of this area?
Yeah. You know it's a like long-lost hold from probably hundreds of years ago.
You see? I told you. The rat folk, they just scavenge. They use whatever they get.
Well, how does it look like it's been out of dwarven hands for a long time, or does it look like they may have taken it more recently?
Nah, Carrick Skig has been lost for generations.
Well, like, lost just means you can't find it, right? Or is they all dead?
Well, lost as in, like, it was overrun.
Oh.
By, okay. By Broby back when, but...
Gotcha.
These Racky could have come in and displaced them.
Gotcha.
Okay, so perhaps that, you know, the mines are connected to that, and, you know, they could be operating through there somehow.
100%.
Interesting.
Try to bother you with this, Dagny, when you clearly show out of sorts. Mind if I ask what's been curling your beard?
The one time this place sees any action since I've been here. And it's a bunch of little infantry Racky, not even worth
getting Astrid ready for. They're all full of those crossbows before I even got a chance to light it.
I think your time will come. I mean,
don't worry too badly. They're gonna think that crossbows is all you've got. There's going to be a bigger charge, I'm sure.
They'll be sorely disappointed.
If your powder works.
As you're talking...
Powder's fine. I told you it was just a matter of the packaging.
You hear a voice cries out from, like, south in the picket. Commander! Commander! A person runs up, like, sweating. Like, the top of their head is, like, steaming. You could tell that they were more bundled up before, but they are totally out of breath, red-faced. I was scouting the South Red when everything happened. I saw this bolt of green lightning from the south. It came from a peak of a mountain. What happened? I thought we were under attack. It didn't hit here.
They didn't quite make it.
Show us on a map where it is. Yeah. And show me on a map where Carrick's gig is supposed to be.
And Dagny's like, well, Skig is south.
Which direction did the lightning go?
I thought it was coming to hit the picket.
The lightning came from the south?
Yes.
I bet it hit the brass keep. I bet that was that green explosion.
Probably. That's absolutely terrifying if they have one of those guns that can shoot that far and do that.
Dagny's like, no, it's miles. There's nothing manling or dwarf ever been able to make that could
not manling
shoot
or dwarf,
that far.
But these Skaven are crazy, man.
I can't even imagine the power of something that could do that. It's got to be at least easily 10 to 12 miles as the crow flies to get to Carrick's gig. A shot like that is it's impossible.
It could be using some unorthodox propulsion systems.
Uh-huh.
What?
Take it from me, a man who knows his cannon works, that
it's true.
The green light, the warp stone makes impossible guns suddenly possible.
What was the end result of the whole Wittgenstein and Baron Hills thing? What happened to that giant, like, chunk of Warpstone? Didn't that get lost in the river when the castle collapsed? They didn't actually have their hands on something like that, did they?
I don't know.
What collapsed the castle, though?
Mina?
No.
I was going to blame Bruno.
Yeah.
I know there was a long time ago, over 150 episodes ago.
I didn't do it.
You remember what you fought at the very end there before
Skaven
went crazy?
The storm ones specifically.
Yeah, you went to where you found out the Warpstone was, and the Skaven had just taken it.
That's right. They did actually
blew
get
it up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they absolutely have something that could power something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that is a very large
chunk. You're telling me
chunk.
You found a mountain of Warpstone and you didn't tell me?
It wasn't a mountain. It was like a hill. But
like, we didn't actually find it. We found where it had been at one time. So... We never really found it.
And honestly, I thought the castle collapsed and it was just like lost in the river or something.
Me too,
like
Yeah. Sunk down to the bottom and then we would just have like, you know, three-eyed fishies for a while.
Well, and which they already had. So. Right.
Yeah, so like, what's the big difference, you know?
Right.
Well, okay, but now have evidence that it exists and is somewhere south. I say we go down south there, possibly near this Carrig place of lost lore, because apparently they've got they found pickaxes there, so maybe it's their base of operations. Start looking for mines. I bet we're going to turn up a bunch of Skaven and maybe some warpstone.
That probably
a treat.
Yeah, we could even potentially, if they're in that old dwarven home, like we could resettle it. And if it's in the south, we just got to travel past a little
point
bit of land. No, I'm forcing this joke.
Ben's trying to stop it.
And we could resettle that Southland.
That was good.
I thought you were just doing a lucky thing, so I just tried to speak over you. That's my fault.
No, I was doing an in-game ad for a different show on the network.
Lead 8 Showdown.
That's right.
Jean Grey.
Jean Grey.
So, I don't know. Suppose that is that what we should do is go and investigate that. Like, we are here for the picket, but we are here for the Skaven.
We are here to track the Skaven and remove them.
I feel like, honestly, this is something where
we need
an army's worth of help, or, you know what I mean?
I'm definitely with Green Warden on this one. The picket's job is to defend against the Brass Keep. Brass Keep seems pretty keen to just kind of hang out there. It's this weapon that's the new issue.
Yes. I do think we should send word back to Mindenheim, too, and let them know of these developments.
Well, we don't want the trail to go cold.
I'm not saying...
We don't go.
The picket has messages.
Oh. Okay, well, I mean, it's been pleasant enough having you here, Lucky. And I'm sure on the way back, you'll have all sorts of adventures. And stay... One.
Well, no, I could just send a pigeon. So,
I planned on sending a missive back to the Karlsberger estate. I can send another one on to Mindenheim as well.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Should the champion pen one for validity's sake, given who hired us?
Who the fuck is Validity?
I think that was our contact in Mindenheim.
Oh, that's right.
Since we can't contact the actual bird.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Shit. Do you have dust in your eye? Or?
I think so. Maybe some Skaven poop.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it gets in the air actually really quick.
Oh, I'm going to get pink eye so bad.
Yep.
Then it's settled. We rest, we recruit, we heal, we pack. I get new armor. We leave in the morning.
Yes.
In the morning. Yeah, you'll heal by the morning, sure.
Oh, that's a doctor's opinion, too. That's actually pretty confident.
She scabbed up. After the rats went over, it was like, scab. Like tree bark.
I'll be fine.
It was incredible. I've never seen anything like it. Honestly.
All right, so you guys want to rest for the day?
Not really. I'm fine. We could just push through this.
That face you're making at me, like you're ready for people to yell at you.
Oh, Green Warden, I think very insightly said that, you know, we can't let the trail go cold and we need to get right on this, right? I'm a Green Warden. We should just continue right on.
I could use, like, I don't know, 26 days.
That was good.
Yep. That was good.
All right. I guess we'll rest.
All right, we can rest.
All right, I'll tend to Mina because I couldn't really give her the full treatment earlier, but...
Okay. Oh, that's true.
You know, her leg is still bothering her, so I'll definitely attend to her more completely.
And Green Warden, I know while he's tending to her, would you like help in recuperating over the evening?
I thought you said you couldn't aid in that.
What do you mean? I've offered many times.
No, your magics couldn't heal. They could just staunch wounds.
Right, I heal. I'm also a doctor. I bring it up literally all the time.
Lucky and not me.
She bleeds shit from you.
Huh?
Nothing.
Yeah, I can. I'm a healer, and you watched me heal Mina the other day.
I should be fine.
Okay,
but
well.
I appreciate the offer.
If you don't want any of these healing drafts, whatever, fine.
Brutal. All right. So anybody that's down wounds, you can do your average endurance roll as you can kind of sleep through the day. People are pretty, or, you know, they're not going to make you do anything. The picket settles down after there's no more excitement once, you know, after they killed all those other Skaven running down.
I will absolutely be doting on Bors. Sure he's in tip top shape.
Oh, yeah.
Can I do a thing with Mina?
Yeah.
Wait, want to play it a little bit.
You roll
as
your...
As I'm tending to your leg, you notice that I'm just sighing very loudly.
Is everything okay?
They're not all like you, you know? I take it for granted. You just sit there, sometimes pretending to sleep when commanded.
That is true, yeah. That is what you ask of me. So I do it.
Do you know that Green Warden was fighting me even while she was still unconscious?
I'm not surprised.
She was scratching my arm up. You see this?
Wow, that's deep. You should look at that.
Yeah, she was going for elbow meat.
Yes, she was. That's a something.
It clearly wasn't done by Skaven.
Speaking of which, I was getting, you know, maybe I just built it up in my head too much, but there weren't any reverse knees. She had five fingers.
There was nothing.
The ears didn't have different layers like I was expecting.
No.
They didn't have, she didn't have second eyelids underneath the regular eyelid.
Hmm.
Pretty boring territory.
What about her teeth? Were her teeth all, like, typical?
Oh, if anything, aggressively average teeth.
Wow.
I would have thought that a diet of, I'm going to go ahead and say bark, would have given, you know, at least some scuffing, but no.
Yeah. Huh.
You could put that in a textbook somewhere.
That
and
is
say,
so fascinating.
Green warden, and then X it out and say average person's teeth.
You mean average elf's teeth?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Ooh.
As the day goes on and you relax and rest, get some wounds back and whatnot.
Demand new armor from these people.
They'll give you new leather armor, yes.
Great, thanks.
They've got extras here, of course. It's a little big because it's built for a human and elves are very slight of figure, but it'll work. It'll do. People start to come to attention again as everyone hears this weird sound coming from like towards the brass keep.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear this
experience point.
Like,
I'm going to look south in the sky.
The biggest insect wings you've ever heard.
Yes.
And we'll see what happens next time in 304.
Yes, 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 yes.